Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Friday afternoon heading into the weekend. Yes, we made it. Feeling pretty darn good about it. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Austin is all raring to go. He's got some weather information to pass along to us, as well as traffic conditions. That's coming up in about 3 minutes or so. But here are three important things you really need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
The National Hurricane Center has downgraded tropical development chances in the Gulf. You're going to like it. It's now 0% chance of tropical activity over the next 7 days. Parts of the Gulf Coast could experience localized flash flooding through tonight. Expect weekend pop-up showers, not a washout by any means, or a reason to cancel any of those outdoor plans.
And things may be getting a bit too far here. Mayor D.C. Reeves says he's just ready to leave former PPD Chief Eric Randall's resignation where it stands. He's confirming all the controversy will stop and the operations of the city will move forward, but some residents are saying that the mayor's explanation was not enough, and some are even threatening to vote him out of office.
Just keep the politics out of this decision. Here's your third story. 2 weeks coming up. Count them down. Florida's annual back-to-school tax holiday will be held from August 1st through August 31st during the extended month-long event. You can purchase school supplies and other eligible items without paying that sales tax.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Pensacola has been recognized by LinkedIn as one of the fastest-growing metro areas in the U.S., ranking 25th on the site's Cities on the Rise list. The site used its own data to compile the list, but it says it's based on increases in hiring, job creation, and professional migration. Pensacola is the only city in Florida to make the list.
All right. As we enter the dog days of summer, most people spend as little time as possible out there in the heat. But what people who have to work outdoors are saying, some love it. As in the case of farm owner Ryan Jenkins. He shares how he handles that heat. He was on with Andrew this morning.
I had much rather be out there sweaty and dirty and in my game, in my environment, doing my thing and thankful for what I get to do than I had being, you know, I've had jobs when I was in office. You know, I think I've told you. Years ago, I was a 911 dispatcher to help support my farming habit. And I loved the actual job itself, but man, those four walls, I couldn't deal with them.
All right, 6:15, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. It's been a pretty uneventful day on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there as you head home for this weekend. We were dealing with some backups on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87, but that has seemingly lessened. Same can be said for I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. So if you're dealing with any problems wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. As for your weather, we're still sitting at around 85 degrees. Tonight's low is going to be 79. Got some, okay, rainfall chances over the course of this weekend. Seems like the highest they're going to get is 50%. Come Sunday night, there shouldn't be any rainfall, hopefully. Saturday's high is going to be 91. Sunday's is going to creep a little bit higher, sitting at 93.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Amid criticism from Democrats over the recent tour of alligator Alcatraz, ICE agents now saying conditions at the detention center not as bad as detractors are making them out to be.
We don't have cages in the detention center. We have bunks, we have beds, warm showers, and there's tablets in each individual dorm. I don't refer to them as jails, they're dorms, they're dormitories.
Yeah, and of course, with the big push in D.C. being to shut this down with the No Cages in the Everglades Act, that claim is going to probably cause some speed bumps for some of these politicians who are trying to do this because they're concerned about the impact that the detention center will have on the Everglades, dubbed the crown jewel of Florida, talking about how it sustains agriculture, provides drinking water, and supports fisheries, property values, and tourism.
Okay, accused FSU gunman Phoenix Eichner's trial date been set here in Tallahassee. Leon County Judge Lance Neff announcing jury selection for the case. Going to begin November 3rd. Eichner is accused of killing two and injuring others during that April shooting on the Knowles campus. He's currently facing 9 charges, 2 counts of first-degree murder and 7 counts of attempted first-degree murder.
And Attorney General James Uthmeyer is proposing to allow out-of-state government lawyers to practice in Florida for up to 3 years without taking the bar. He's proposing this due to staffing shortages in his office. The Florida Bar's Rules Committee, however, has opposed this plan, which excludes public defenders and raises concerns about undermining the vetting process for lawyers. Critics believe it could lead to unqualified individuals practicing law and could pose separation of powers issues. The Bar's Board of Governors will consider submitting a comment against the proposal at its upcoming meeting.
Lost on a type of flesh-eating bacteria is proving deadly here in the state. Tom Rigotti has more.
Four people have died out of the 11 total who have contracted the Vibrio vulnificus bacteria in Florida so far this year. The bacteria is found in coastal waters, typically warm, brackish seawater. It can enter open wounds when people are swimming. Although infections are rare, Vibrio vulnificus can cause an illness called vibriosis, often marked by vomiting, diarrhea, and abdominal pain, as well as potentially severe skin infections. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says about one in five people die from the infection, sometimes within a day or two of illness. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And Senator Rick Scott wants to stop funding what he calls inhumane and unaccountable research abroad. Scott sent a letter yesterday to the National Institutes of Health director, and in it, Scott asks to ban all NIH funding for animal experiments conducted overseas. Scott says the NIH has a history of awarding grants for harmful and abusive animal experiments, and as some examples, he cited experiments where bats were infected with deadly diseases, cats were genetically deformed, and mice were force-fed human feces.
A Florida woman scammed out of $15,000 by somebody using AI to clone her daughter's voice. Bad story. Here's Gary Baumgarten.
Sharon Brightwell jumped into action after receiving the tearful call from someone who she was certain was her daughter, saying she was in big trouble for hitting a pregnant woman while texting and driving. Brightwell, convinced the call was authentic, paid attention when a man took over the call, claiming to be her daughter's attorney, saying he needed the money to post the daughter's bond. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And the Tampa metro area added 15,500 private sector jobs over the year in June. That puts it third among Florida's metro areas for job growth. Education and health services led the gains, contributing 6,300 new positions. The area's unemployment rate, though, rose to 4%, up from 3.6% a year ago. And Tampa's labor force also shrank slightly, down 0.3% over the year. Just about 6:20 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines right here on this Friday evening edition on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences. Or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
White House officials are touting President Trump's success with the economy. Edward Lawrence has the story from the White House.
The White House is trying to change the narrative that tariffs could be a price increase. The White House press secretary listed off a number of these numbers related to inflation, related to retail sales. And this was followed up on Fox Business by the deputy treasury secretary.
When Biden was in office, they tried to tell you how great the economy was. Now that Trump is in office, they're trying to tell you how bad the economy was. But the American people know the world and the lives that they are leading.
He also points to consumer confidence out today, rising from last month, now at 61.8, beating expectations. When accounting for inflation, real wages increased 0.5% from January to June of this year. That's just in 6 months.
624, News Radio 92.3. We are watching your money. Here's, Hillary Barsky isn't in today, Austin. Laura Kanders in has that report.
President Trump signing the Genius Act into law Friday. The landmark crypto legislation provides a framework for regulating stablecoins in the U.S., the president vowing to make the United States the world's crypto leader. Fashion startup entrepreneur charged with defrauding investors out of more than $300 million. Christine Hunsaker is accused of forging documents and providing false statements involving the clothing technology companies Castle Inc. and P180. Wall Street ending the week on a mixed note. The Dow ending down 142 points, S&P 500 down almost a point, NASDAQ finishing up 10 points. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
625. It is a nice Friday afternoon. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together today.
Yes, I sure am. Luckily, I don't have much to tell you. The roads are looking pretty smooth this evening. Let's keep it that way for your sake, but also for mine professionally. We do have some backups actually on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling eastbound, just passing Highway 87 towards the bridge to get onto Navarre Beach, but that is very minor at this time. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 79 tonight. We're going to see the highs creep up a bit over the weekend heading into your next work week with some rainfall chances lingering. Saturday has the higher rainfall chances, sitting at 50% currently, but Sunday's got the higher temps, sitting at 93.
Afternoon, everybody. 626, News Radio 92.3. The threat from Invest 93L has faded. It's gone, but flood warning still in place. Bain Froney, she's over in Biloxi with more on the system.
It was kind of going back and forth whether or not we were going to see this turn into possibly a tropical depression. But, you know, it ended up really just hugging the coast, and that rotation was very broad. So we just ended up not really seeing that formulate. But, you know, it still brought a ton of rainfall. Again, we could still see a little bit more trying to pop up. A lot of these communities along the coast, they were getting prepared for that invest to come in and just drop a lot of rainfall. Thankfully, didn't see a ton of it, but it was a great way to get prepared, especially as we start to get into the thick of hurricane season. These communities want that to be at the forefront of their residents' minds.
And a recent survey of Alabama farmers finds that most are in favor of the Trump administration's 17% tariffs on Mexican-imported tomatoes. According to the Alabama Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association, the decision is long overdue and will end a 30-year struggle for Alabama farmers to compete with imported products. Mexico currently supplies around 70% of tomatoes sold in the United States.
Summer camps around the country updating safety protocols following the Texas floods. Asher Red is at a summer camp near the Tennessee-Kentucky border this afternoon talking about those new guidelines.
Most of the new safety plans here focus on keeping an open line of communication among the counselors 24/7. Camp Director Roger Dunn says flooding isn't the biggest concern at his camp since cabins are on high ground, but tornadoes and straight-line winds can still take down trees and damage buildings. The warning sirens are too far away to help because camp staff can't hear them. So Dunn is training counselors to monitor severe weather more accurately and to use newly added walkie-talkies to stay in touch. The American Camp Association recommends camps review their safety protocols once a year, and if parents have questions, just ask. And the ACA says now is the time for camps to act and that they should use the off-season when kids are in school to make any other major adjustments they need to their safety plan.
And Illinois Senator Dick Durbin alleges that FBI personnel were instructed to flag any mention of President Trump in the Epstein files. According to the Democratic senator, he received information that Attorney General Pam Bondi pressured approximately 1,000 agents to comb through documents related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's case. Durbin made the claims in three letters sent to Bondi, FBI Director Kash Patel, and Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino.
You see, they've done this for years about not giving sources out when you ask them, okay, who do you source for this story?
That's what I was wondering.
They do not do it. They just say, well, a friend of mine. Okay,
an inside source.
And we're supposed to take that at face value.
Yeah, and listen, this could have just been the way it was written up, or it could have been a matter of maybe he heard it allegedly from one of the agents themselves. I don't know.
It sounds like years of the same rhetoric, basically. Something went terribly wrong, Austin, today in Los Angeles. At least three deputies died after an explosion at a sheriff's training facility. Christian Goodwin has more.
Sources tell Fox News LA sheriff's deputies were moving ordinances at a training facility when an accident occurred, killing three deputies. At least one other person was reportedly injured. LA Mayor Karen Bass says this horrific incident was in Monterey Park, noting fire officials, the LAPD bomb squad, and investigators with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives are assisting. LA County Board of Supervisors Chair Catherine Barger saying in a statement, "My heart is heavy and my thoughts are with the brave men and women of the Sheriff's Department during this difficult time. We stand with them and their families as they navigate the hours and days ahead." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And it's funny that just moments ago we were talking about the whole Epstein thing, because President Trump says pertinent grand jury testimony in the Epstein case needs to be released. He said in a Truth Social post yesterday that he had directed Attorney General Pam Bondi to produce the testimony subject to court approval. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal has reported that Trump sent a letter to Epstein for his 50th birthday that allegedly featured typewritten text surrounded by a drawing of a naked woman. Trump said it's fake.
Another document that cannot be substantiated at all. But it sure does sell a lot of newspapers, and it sure does get your attention on television and radio, I'm going to tell you. Pensacola is kind of soaking it up, but hey, just remember, nothing's been approved yet or is substantiated. President Trump looking to restore Alcatraz in California. We're not talking about alligator Alcatraz. We're talking about the San Francisco Alcatraz. Attorney General Pam Bondi saying it could become a modern high-security federal detention center.
One senior administration official told me yesterday that rehabbing Alcatraz could cost hundreds of millions of dollars. But for the real estate-minded president of the United States, this may be a challenge that he wants to take on. We joined Interior Secretary Doug Burgum and Attorney General Pam Bondi yesterday for an exclusive tour of Alcatraz, better known as The Rock. They were on a fact-finding mission to report back to the Oval Office. Now, this island first held military prisoners in the 1850s, but became the infamous Alcatraz Everett Open in 1934, probably its most famous resident, mobster Al Capone, also Machine Gun Kelly. It closed in 1963. It opened as a national park about 10 years later.
Okay, you're listening to News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The Justice Department is asking a federal judge to unseal grand jury transcripts of Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking case. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
President Trump directed Attorney General Pam Bondi to seek the release of grand jury records following backlash and criticism over the Justice Department's handling of the case. A New York grand jury returned an indictment charging Epstein with sex trafficking offenses in 2019. A month later, the financier committed suicide in his jail cell.
Federal authorities say a Mexican national tried to trick people into believing she was kidnapped by ICE. Fox's Matt Finn says Julie Calderon is charged with lying to police and conspiracy.
Calderon and accomplices initially claimed she was abducted from an L.A. restaurant parking lot, taken to ICE agents in San Ysidro to the south, and ordered to self-deport.
Calderon faces 10 years in prison if convicted. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Bands on the Beach is brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's 1211. There's no place I'd rather be. An energetic and dynamic pop and R&B band with a vast range of dance-worthy songs with warm vocals and infectious grooves. So join us this Tuesday as 1211 is ready to bring the party to the beach. It's Bands on the Beach with 1211. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the National Hurricane Center has downgraded tropical development chances in the Gulf. There is now a 0% chance of tropical activity over the next 7 days. Parts of the Gulf could experience localized flash flooding throughout tonight. Expect weekend pop-up showers, but there is not going to be a washout by any means, so you don't have any reason to cancel outdoor plans.
Yeah, keep those plans. It's going to be a beauty. And we will see pop-up showers, potentially. So just put that in the back of your head. Mayor Reeves, number two story. By the way, Mayor Reeves says he is ready to leave former PPD Chief Eric Randall's resignation right where it stands, confirming all of the controversy is going to stop. And the operations of the city's got to move forward. Some residents saying the mayor's explanation, not enough, threatening to vote him out of office.
Yeah, that's a bit odd. And if
Not very smart.
In 2 weeks, Florida's annual back-to-school tax holiday will be held from August 1st through August 31st. Obviously, that's longer than usual. During the extended month-long event, you can purchase school supplies and other eligible items without having to pay sales tax.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, listen, I like to bring this. If you were in Fairhope on Wednesday, you woke up to a Jubilee surprise. Most folks don't know what a Jubilee is. I'm going to explain this to you. Reports of the occurrence happened just south of the Fairhope Pier. A Jubilee, by the way, is a natural event where marine life is driven to shore by a combination of environmental conditions. They had all kind of fish. They had fish, crabs, floundering up on the shore. It was quite an event, I understand. Okay. The Eastern Shore of Mobile Bay is one of only two places in the world where Jubilees are known to occur regularly. Other? Japan.
Yeah, I didn't know what... I had heard the word Jubilee. I think I get it mixed up with Jamboree.
It's a southern term.
All right. And a Crestview man was arrested by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office Multi-Agency Drug Task Force after a narcotic search warrant was executed at his home. During the search, deputies seized methamphetamine, fentanyl, cocaine, a firearm, and a partridge in a pear tree. 39-year-old Javaris Dawsey now faces multiple charges for the several discoveries.
Here's your top... sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
A change atop the NFL Players Association. I'm Jared Max. Late Thursday night, Lloyd Howell Jr. resigned from his post effective immediately as executive director of the NFL Players Association. He led the union for 2 years. The 59-year-old has been wrapped up in recent controversies regarding professional allegiance, potential conflict of interest, secrecy. Howell was not pushed out of the job reportedly. In part, he stated, "Our members deserve a union that will fight relentlessly for their health, safety, financial futures, and long-term well-being. It's clear that my leadership has become a distraction to the important work the NFLPA advances every day. In the coming days and weeks, the NFL Players Association board will meet to determine its next steps." Lloyd Howell was on the job for 2 years after Damaris Smith led the Players Association from 2009 to 2023. Before Smith, it was Gene Upshaw. Wide receiver Mike Williams shocked the Los Angeles Chargers Thursday when he announced his retirement at age 30. Williams had played 7 seasons with the Chargers before he got released ahead of last season and went on to play for the Jets and then the Steelers. Williams had a pair of 1,000-yard receiving seasons early in his Chargers career. Recently, he had been placed on the physically unable to perform list because of an undisclosed injury. Pittsburgh Steelers pass rusher T.J. Watt agreed to a 3-year contract extension worth $123 million. At $41 million per season, Watt becomes the NFL's highest-paid non-quarterback. NBA Damian Lillard going back to the Portland Trailblazers, the team he spent his first 11 NBA seasons with. Waived by the Bucks after 2 years in Milwaukee, Lillard returns to Portland, where with combined salaries from the Blazers and Bucks, he'll earn $70 million next season. It's Friday, which means the Major League Baseball All-Star break ends. All 30 teams scheduled to play. One game this afternoon in Chicago between the Cubs and Red Sox. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Well, a former UFC fighter is facing legal trouble for allegedly firing his gun while passing by a crash in Albuquerque, New Mexico. According to a criminal complaint, Diego Sanchez was taken into custody after officers followed the vehicle he was in, believing it is where the shots were fired from. He allegedly told police there was a gun in the backseat of the vehicle, but denied firing a shot. However, his version of events did not match the drivers who allegedly told police Sanchez did fire a gun and started laughing afterward. The MMA fighter now faces charges of shooting at or from a motor vehicle and negligent use of a firearm.
The question is why? Why?
Good
why?
Question.
Why? Okay, Fox Sports has announced a new partnership with Barstool Sports that will feature Barstool personalities on Big Noon Kickoff. Here's Dave Portnoy.
We've never partnered with a network as big, as many resources, as much talent as Fox Sports that is investing us. Like, this is a deal where I'm very comfortable. They're as excited about it as we are. So, you know, the sky's the limit. We're super excited. The entire company is, and we can't wait to see what happens with it.
Okay, a Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver. This is not a very happy story, Austin. We've been talking about this for quite a while now.
Right.
Rashee Rice will serve jail time. I think this accident happened in Dallas-Fort Worth. It happened in the Oak Cliff neighborhood. Joe Morgan has the details.
Rashee Rice was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 5 years of deferred probation for his role in a car crash that left multiple people injured on a Dallas highway last year. Rice can serve the jail time at any point during his probation. Rice pled guilty to 2 third-degree felony charges of collision involving serious bodily injury and racing on a highway causing bodily injury. The Dallas County District Attorney's Office said Rice was driving a Lamborghini SUV at 119 miles per hour before striking other vehicles, and the whiteout failed to check on the welfare of the victims and fled on foot. In a statement, Rice said in part, quote, "I am profoundly sorry for the physical damages to person and property. I fully apologize for the harm I caused to innocent drivers and their families." Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the WNBA the WNBA All-Star Game is tomorrow night, and Glorilla is set to take over the halftime show. She'll be performing at Indianapolis's Gainbridge Fieldhouse as Team Clark takes on Team Collier. Indiana Fever star guard Caitlin Clark will sit out of the game, though, as well as tonight's three-point contest due to injury. She's missed 11 of the Fever's 24 games so far this season.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I can't believe more people aren't upset at Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani for missing what was the swing off at the All-Star game. We just automatically accept they decided to shower up and go hop on private jets to get to wherever they were going quicker because it was the All-Star break. Can we have a little pride in the game to at least hang around till the end of it? I'm Gresh with a Sports Minute.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Brad's day is off to a slow start. So he heads to AutoZone, where batteries are as low as $89.99. Sammy, a local AutoZoner, tests his battery for free. Looks like he just needs a charge. And Sammy does that for free, too. In no time at all, Brad is back on the road, ready to finish the day strong. Free battery testing and charging at every store. No hassles, just help.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a report sheds a little bit of light on the U.S.'s most unhealthy fast food restaurants. They won't come as a surprise, so don't think this is going to be earth-shattering. Here's Christian Goodwin.
World Atlas, reviewing the nutrition data of items at major fast food chains, ranking Wendy's as the most unhealthy. According to the report, those eating a triple Baconator meal with large fries and a medium Frosty are consuming more than 2,100 calories, exceeding most daily limits. A Wendy's rep tells Fox Business, "We are proud to offer a diverse range of fresh, iconic menu options that can be customized to suit our fans' unique lifestyles and preferences." Sonic ranked second with its cheeseburger combos, a medium tots and a large cherry limeade, hitting 1,600 calories and 3,000 milligrams of sodium. Taco Bell in third, followed by Dairy Queen, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Quiznos, McDonald's, Smashburger, Little Caesars, and Chick-fil-A. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay, as we're talking about unhealthy places to eat here, well, your eating habits could be affecting how you feel. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. It's no surprise what you eat can affect how you feel, but research suggests poor eating habits may increase the risk of depression in certain individuals. Dr. Holly Jones, an associate professor at the Ohio State University College of Nursing, says premenopausal women ages 40 to 50 who consume ultra-processed foods could be more vulnerable to developing the disorder. Jones says other factors that may play a role include not getting the recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night and lack of exercise. To help ward off depression later in life, Jones recommends thinking more about a plant-based diet and avoiding ultra-processed foods. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a new technique is helping people with a rare genetic disease have healthy children. Scientists at Newcastle University in the UK say that they're using a new treatment that involves using the genetic material from three people, which prevents mothers with mutations in their DNA from passing on the condition to their children. The scientists say the new IVF technique has led to 8 at-risk babies being born with no signs of disease.
Okay, here we go. 6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, let's see what we got here. Well, not really much of anything. This hour has been pretty smooth sailing on the roads. That's typically how it is. Thank you for being safe out there on your way home. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 85 degrees, low of 79. This weekend's going to have highs creeping back up into the 90s. Saturdays is 91, Sundays is 93. There are going to be some rainfall chances lingering, but they should hopefully dissipate Sunday night before coming back on your Monday.
They've been ratcheting down pretty good because if you remember, Alan Strom from Channel 3 was telling us earlier in the week, it was like 70% chance of rain on Saturday. It's down to, what, 50? I think something like
50
that.
On Saturday. Yeah,
and 30 on Sunday. So the weekend's going to, hey, listen, folks, pop-up showers, go out and have a great time. It's going to be wonderful. But other parts of the country, not so lucky. Heavy rain bringing flood danger to some parts of the U.S. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean in this afternoon with a Fox weather forecast.
Flash flooding will be a risk for a few areas across the country this weekend, including the Ohio Valley, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Southern Appalachians, where weeks of rain has compounded any threat of more wet weather. A tropical disturbance moving into Louisiana, bringing the potential for heavy rain and flooding, while some stronger storms will impact the Midwest and the Great Lakes Saturday and Sunday. Heat and humidity making it uncomfortable out across the Intermountain West, the Lower Mississippi Valley, and the Southeast. Fox Weather has all your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, 3 crypto bills just passed the U.S. House with broad bipartisan support. One of them on the way to President Trump's desk after a major holdup over fears of a central bank digital currency situation. Jessica Rosenthal has the story for us.
One bill that passed the House has already passed the Senate. It creates U.S. stablecoins backed by the U.S. dollar. There were fears among some conservatives this really put us on a path to a central bank digital currency, even though one of the other bills that passed is literally called the Anti-Central Bank Digital Currency Surveillance Act. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer is confident a so-called CBDC will not come to be out of these three bills.
The second your government does that, the traditional banking system is at risk. Because you will suddenly have the government issuing bank accounts and all the rest of the stuff. That is not an American value.
The other bill that passed, the Clarity Act, establishes which crypto can be considered a commodity versus a security. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, in the final day of trading this week, stocks finished mixed, with the Dow falling more than 140 points, good enough for a loss of half a percentage point. The S&P 500 off the pace by one, but the Nasdaq gained 10. The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage rose slightly for the second straight week. Freddie Mac reports the long-term rate ticked up to 6.75% from 6.72%. The Republican-controlled House advanced a bill that cuts roughly $9 billion from public broadcasting like NPR and PBS and foreign aid. That bill now heading to President Trump's desk for signature. CBS announced that it will end The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and retire that franchise, The Late Show, in May of 2026. Crude oil futures for August delivery are down slightly, currently sitting above $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, a lot of U.S. government entities overseas get new guidance from the Trump administration. So what is this new guidance? Here's Lillian Wu with the explanation.
The State Department is telling U.S. embassies to rein in criticism of foreign elections unless there's a clear and compelling U.S. foreign policy interest in doing so. In new guidance issued to all U.S. embassies and consulates abroad, the department saying the outpost should refrain from issuing statements that invoke any particular ideology, also that what they may say must be in line with President Trump's stated position, that the U.S. will respect the sovereignty of all foreign nations. The department has for decades issued statements highly critical of or questioning the legitimacy of certain elections, notably in authoritarian countries. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And the Corn Refiners Association says thousands of jobs are at risk as Coca-Cola may plan to switch to cane sugar from high fructose corn syrup. You heard us tell you about that yesterday. The association claims the change in sweetener is likely to devastate American farmers, primarily in the Midwest. Although Coca-Cola has not officially confirmed a change, it has reignited a decades-long food fight between the two sweeteners and resulted in dramatic drops in share prices for some major corn syrup companies.
I think we made a fun of that story yesterday, didn't we? About President Trump. And
yeah, it's just better. Coca-Cola. It's just better.
Well, protecting the U.S. from hostile foreign governments may not be the way you think it's going to work out. Stopping them from buying up land and real estate. We're talking about the Chinese buying up all of the U.S. land.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's Tom Graham.
In Utah, Captain Tanner Jensen is the head of the Statewide Information Analysis Center, which coordinates information and intelligence with federal, state, and local agencies. And he says investigators aren't just looking at land purchases.
You're also looking at cyber crimes, cybersecurity, the intelligence collection, surveillance, you name it, intellectual property theft.
Michael Lucci is the founder and CEO of State Armor, based in Texas, which helps states protect against foreign adversaries. He says other countries target state governments because they know and they understand state governments are not as sophisticated on tackling national security threats. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And Peacock raising its subscription rates by $3 a month. The streamer, of course, has business booming thanks to Love Island, and it's going to get more viewers when the NBA season begins. Starting next Wednesday, Peacock subscriptions are going up $3 to $10.99 a month. That's with ads. Without ads, it's going to be $16.99 a month.
Okay. Yeah. Hunter Biden is pushing back against allegations that he was a de facto chief of staff to former President Joe Biden. Fox Business correspondent Madison Allworth has an explanation.
Well, he's saying that it's not true. And he says that he had to stay away from his dad, which devastated him. President Biden also stayed away from the White House. According to the RNC, he spent 40% of his time in office outside of the office. And let's also not forget that he made the unprecedented move of issuing an unconditional pardon of Hunter Biden of past and future crimes during his last days in office. So the claims that Hunter was like a chief of staff were made by Jake Tapper during an interview with Katie Couric in May. She asked him if Hunter's involvement in his dad's presidency was bizarre.
All righty, knocking on the door of 652 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return, we'll get some pop culture notes, some frivolous headlines for you as we help ease you into this July weekend right here on this Friday evening edition of News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, Led Zeppelin. You can tell that voice of Robert Plant, let me tell you. Mm. And you can hear Jimmy Page playing. It's great. I told you the story about Led Zeppelin back in the like 1970 or so. Ticket prices, general admission ticket, front row seat over New Orleans. We did it at the Municipal Auditorium, $5.50.
Must be nice.
It was nice.
Wish
was,
I could relate to that.
It was a great concert. Okay, let's shift gears here. Austin Price, you heard his voice a second ago. He's looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Well, I'll keep it brief. The roads are looking good, and so is the weather as well, actually. 85 degrees, low of 79 this evening. As we get into your weekend, we are going to see some rainfall chances, but they're pretty modest. 50% chance of rain tomorrow, 30% chance on your Sunday. We'll see the chances linger around a bit longer once we get into your work week, but the highs are going to be creeping up. Saturday's high currently listed at 91, Sunday's at 93.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right. CBS has canceled Colbert. Yep, Stephen Colbert is no more. And basically the producers of the show are saying this was totally a financial decision. Now the Democrats are subpoenaing everything. They're saying, hey, something is amiss. It is political. It's a political move. Don't think so. Here's Christian Goodwin.
CBS revealing The Late Show with Stephen Colbert will end its run in May of next year. Colbert breaking the news to his audience Thursday, noting he won't be replaced and the show is just going away, adding he's grateful for his time in the chair. Colbert taking over The Late Show in 2015, known as a vocal critic of conservatives in the Trump administration. In a statement, CBS calls Colbert irreplaceable, explaining this is purely a financial decision against a challenging backdrop in late night, adding it is not related in any way to the show's performance, content, or other matters happening at Paramount. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
They were talking financials of that show. I gave you the numbers beforehand. Each night that show is on television, it costs $2.4 million to produce. Very expensive.
Yeah, the pretty pennies. And Lilo and Stitch has become the first Hollywood movie of 2025 to cross the $1 billion mark. Disney announced yesterday that the live-action remake of the popular animated film has made over $400 million at the domestic box office, nearly $600 million overseas. It's also the first Hollywood film to make $1 billion since Moana 2 came out last fall.
So we're talking about Hollywood films, aren't we? Okay,
yeah.
What's coming to this weekend's box office? Here's Michelle Pollino.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Pollino in theaters. Eddington, Joaquin Phoenix, and Pedro Pascal star in this political thriller set in Eddington, New Mexico, when a small town sheriff and mayor face off during a 2020 standoff.
We were in a fight against evil.
Neighbor turns against neighbor in a community on the brink.
Do you think this is some kind of karma for what we did?
I Know What You Did Last Summer, Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr. return in this follow-up to the 90s slasher classic, this time as the adults. When a group of teens covers up a deadly accident, they soon learn someone knows their secret and wants payback. And in the animated adventure Smurfs,
isn't it grand living in a place where nothing ever goes wrong?
John Goodman voices Papa Smurf, who's kidnapped by evil wizards Razamel and Gargamel. Rihanna voices Smurfette, who leads a mission into the real world to bring him home. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Beef prices usually moderate after the summer grilling season, but maybe not this year. Here's Jenny Casola.
Ground beef and uncooked beef steak prices rose again in May's Consumer Price Index. You're paying even more than you did a year ago. Though there's typically a seasonal break in beef prices as grilling season slows into the fall, farm economists expect any declines to be modest. Prices have been high for a variety of factors, among them high interest rates and weather. Kansas State agricultural economist Glenn Tonsor says a three-year drought has eased, allowing pasture conditions to improve, and grain prices have moderated. That may persuade more ranchers to expand the size of their herds, though it would take at least 2 years to breed and raise them. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And a pair of Grammy winners doing something wholesome here. They're joining forces for a benefit concert in Texas to raise money to help those impacted by the Deadly Hill Country flooding. The show in Austin on August 17th is headlined by Kelly Clarkson and Miranda Lambert. Also, we'll have a nice array of special guests. All the cash raised will go to the Kerr County Flood Relief Fund.
Well, Austin has used his meteorological skills today, dropping up a pretty good forecast. By the way, Hurricane Center saying 0% chance of tropical activity over the next 7 days. 50% chance of rain on Saturday, 30% on Sunday. The weekend's looking good. Just don't forget about the pop-up showers.
Right.
Go out and make it a good one. For Austin Price, Chris Bryan, we'll be back Monday at 4. This is News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.